just kids trying to do with their children. They're growing up in a neighborhood or the up the street and around the bend. They're called the Edison Twins. Now every day is a different trial, but they pull through with a lot of style. Always getting out of trouble if they get in. Life with the Edison Twins.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing
this? Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everybody. I'm Roy. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. And today we're going to call the water company and we're going to trick them into dumping AIDS into the town's water supply. That prank will be sponsored by Darnell. Darnell is today's, show, fall guy, sponsor, whatever you want to call him. Thanks, Darnell, for supporting the show and helping us do hilarious pranks where we dump AIDS into the town's water supply. You're the best, Darnell. Officially, this is the Saturday, October 18th, 2014 show, but some of this show actually happened last night, which was Friday, the 17th. After G-Ad's show, I got on the air, and me and Neon Light Bjork and Carlito and Laugh Track Matt did some calls together. We called some customers of a large department store where people were having things delivered. No, wait, they were picking things up. You know, they order things and then they come to the store and pick them up. However that works, I don't know. But before we get to that, I'm going to play a new Rappy McRapperson song, because this is how I started the show last night. Rappy McRapperson, he emailed me right before I started the show, and he's like, "Hey Brad, here's a new song I just, had recorded." And it's a song I've heard before. It's been on his YouTube, where he just performed it, you know, live in front of the camera. But this is a new version, which is, it sounds produced. It sounds like he went into some kind of recording studio or whatever. And this is a much different type of Rappy than I'm used to, but I kind of like this. Here is a new song by Rappy McRapperson.
Sometimes I sit back and smoke a fat and crack rock. Other days I like to masturbate. But when I do them both at the exact same time, I'm knocking at the gold of heaven's gate. Ghost Rappy in the restroom of the library. Close the door, lock the stall, now we'll have a ball. What a dream, crystal streams, mist and steam. Smoking crack, while I'm quacking off. Little angels hold me, show me past the sky, through the clouds inside eternal bliss. Cavaliers and chandeliers and banquet halls, flaxen fountains float from an abyss. Ghost Rappy in the restroom of the library. Close the door, lock the stall, now we'll have a ball. But a dream, crystal streams, mist and steam, smoking crack, while I'm quacking off. Who's that gently knocking at the bathroom stall? A bearded man is standing with a grin. Ow! Well, come on through and join us in the butter dream. Life's a treasure best shared with a friend. Ghost Rappy in the restroom of the library. Close the door, lock the stall, now we'll have a ball. But a dream, crystal streams, mist and steam, smoking crack, while I'm quacking off. But a dream, crystal streams, mist and steam, smoking crack, while I'm quacking off.
Hello?
Hello, Mitch?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dave from where you got the barbecue machine.
Uh-huh.
Hey, they didn't give you the propane with that, did they? Have you picked it up yet?
No.
No?
Yeah, I picked it up.
Okay, did you set it all up yet?
I got the Ford model.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, so it was already put together.
Yeah.
Perfect, but there was no propane with it.
No.
Okay, thank God. All right.
What's up?
Oh, it's just the, you know, it's supposed to come with one tank of propane just to get you started. But for the floor model, I took it home and just, you know, filled up balloons with it for a birthday party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you don't get one.
So I don't get one.
But you got a good discount on it, though, right? Since it's the floor model?
Well, yeah.
The problem... I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, you got a good discount on it. So you don't really need the propane. You can just go buy propane like a normal person.
Like a normal person?
Yeah. You just go.
I'm not very normal, though.
Just go to the store and buy, you know, propane tank. They're not that expensive, yeah. Are they? I would know.
What store
I just,
do you work in?
I'm in the receiving department.
Receiving?
Here's the problem, really. Okay, I need to come clean with you, because I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but we accidentally sold you a tanning bed. That's not even a barbecue grill. That's why there's no propane tank, because tanning beds don't use propane tanks. Did you look closely at it?
Oh, you're full of shit.
No, I'm not. Go look at it real quick. It's a tanning bed.
No, so I ain't looking at it.
One of our employees, Neon Like Bjork, she accidentally gave you the tanning bed.
Are you fucking pulling my leg?
No, go look at it. I wouldn't call this late at night if it wasn't important.
Well, yeah, I know what it does. It tans chicken very well.
Did you use it already?
No, but it's just sitting in my garage.
It's not even a barbecue grill. If you're cooking things on it, you're retarded.
I'm not retarded.
You are retarded if you think it's not a tanning bed.
It's not a tanning bed.
It is a tanning bed.
Well, then why did you say barbecue?
They messed up in the store. They put the wrong things on it. They put it together wrong. We have these stupid minimum wage teenagers working here, and we have to trust them to put our stuff together. So you can see where that would lead to problems.
What store are you calling from?
The store that you got your barbecue grill from.
You're calling from the Salina store that closes at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but we're here all night to pick up deliveries. We stock the store and everything on the third shift.
Really?
Yeah. Why wouldn't we? All stores do that.
Well, I work there too, and I brought the barbecue grill home, and it's a barbecue grill.
It's not a barbecue grill. You don't know what you're talking about. I mean, you're an idiot if you... What department do you work in?
Hardware?
Okay, that's
I
not the barbecue
all,
grill
I sell
department.
All day long.
You don't sell barbecue grills in the hardware department.
In that store we do. We sell exercise equipment. We sell...
I know, but you work in hardware, so you don't know what you're talking about.
Garden.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You're really starting to fucking irritate me.
Well, hey, how would you like me to just, you know, suggest that they let you go?
What?
You know, I have a lot of pull here in the store. I know the manager personally. Like, his dad's friends with my dad.
Well, I know him too, but I sell everything in the hardware.
You don't know him like I know him.
Lawn and garden.
My family's friends with his family. I've known him, like, before I had this job. That's how I got this job.
You're calling me at 1 o'clock in the morning and telling me I'm an idiot and it's a barbecue grill and it's a tanning bed and I'm about ready to go to sleep.
Have you even looked at it? Like, do you even know what you're talking about? Like, how have you lasted there this long? If you don't even know what a tanning bed looks like. Have you ever even sold a tanning bed? You're probably not since you work in tools. You know what? You are a tool. Get it? Because you work in the tool department?
Excuse me?
I zinged you.
Yeah. Cool. Uh-huh.
Hold on. I just high-fived myself. Why'd you get the barbecue? Like, do you ever even get off the couch? You're never going to use it. It's just going to sit out there. Are you just trying to make people think that you're going to use it?
Hey. Are you done? What?
I asked a question. Answer the question. Why'd you get it?
I'm going to answer your fucking question. I don't even know who the fuck this is.
I was going to get that same barbecue grill, and you just snatched it out from underneath me because you knew I was going to get it.
Well, I guess it's tough fucking shit, ain't it? First come, first serve.
I want it back.
Well, if you think you're big enough to come get the motherfucker, come get it.
How about I just pay you what you paid for it, and I'll come by your house?
I wouldn't recommend coming by my house.
Why not? I know where you live. It's in the computer here.
It probably won't end up good.
Well, okay, where are you keeping the barbecue grill? Is it indoors, or did you put it out in your deck? Just curious. Like, where is it exactly?
It's some more than onion.
What was that you just mumbled?
It's more than onion. None of your damn business.
Oh. You got me back, didn't you?
Who the fuck is this? It's calling from my store that I worked at 1 o'clock in the morning being a fucking schmuck about a fucking barbecue grill. You better know me and be fucking with me.
I'm not fucking with you. I want that barbecue grill because that was supposed to be mine. I was going to get it for the discount and you just took it because you knew.
Well, tough fucking shit. Cry me a river. Call somebody.
And you said you said it was in your garage. And I know how to open garage doors with remote controls. Like, even if it's not mine.
Yeah, I wouldn't open the garage door at this house because there's 8 grown-ass men that are fucking...
You guys sleep in the garage? I don't think so. You don't sleep in the garage.
It's right next to our bedroom.
You said you were going to be going to sleep soon, so I don't know. A few more hours.
A few more hours? I dare you to come over here. I'll even tell you where I fucking live and give you the address.
No, I'm just kidding about that stuff. I wouldn't come by and open your garage door, even though I could. So why are there 8 men living there? Are you guys all homos?
We ain't fucking homos, quarterback.
Why are you living with 8 men, then?
It's more than your fucking business. Maybe we're roommates, and we save money this way.
Yeah, roommates, quote-unquote. Let me ask you something.
I hope you really don't work for because your ass is going to be fired. You keep talking.
Oh, no, you're the one that's going to be fired. My dad knows you're, the manager's dad. So in this house that you live in with 8 men, how many bedrooms are there? Just curious.
What?
How many beds? How many beds are in your house? Like 3?
There's 8 fucking beds, homo.
Oh, I'm the homo. I'm the one that lives in a tiny house with 8 men.
Dude, I'm about to get in my car if I can come up to fucking...
You're not going to get in. It's locked. They're not going to let you in. We work on different shifts, you retard.
Listen here, motherfucker. I don't know who the fuck you are, but I work there. You don't be calling me at 1 o'clock in the morning and giving me hell about a barbecue grill unless you fucking know me.
Has there ever been a girl inside that house?
I don't give a fuck who the fuck you are or who the fuck you know.
When I talk about 8 men living in the house, you start
you get off fucking work, motherfucker.
You start saying the fuck word a lot when I talk about all the 8 men inside your house.
Man, I'm gonna beat
this. Just tell the motherfucker right now that we'll
you
wanna talk.
Oh, is that your boyfriend sticking up for you?
No.
That's so cute, Mitch.
Dude, I'm gonna fuck you up. When do you get off? I'm gonna be at the fucking doors when you open that motherfucker.
I happen to know that gay men don't fight as well as, men like me.
Motherfucker,
so.
I'll beat your fucking ass.
You're not gonna do anything.
We're not fucking gay, you stupid fuck.
You know, you shouldn't be ashamed of being gay. Not in this day and age. Come on, it's 2014.
It's okay. I'm gonna break the fucking front door out and come in and whip your fucking ass.
It's okay to be gay.
You're fucking stupid.
You should be proud. Be proud of your gayness.
You better hope I don't know find out who the fuck this is.
I already told you who I am.
Your name's Dave. I don't know no fucking Dave. And how the fuck do you know me? And how the fuck did you get my fucking number?
I work on third shift, and I have access to the computer right here.
Oh, so you just randomly call people and give them fucking shit.
No, I'm calling you because you took my barbecue grill, and you knew I wanted it. So you're kind of an asshole.
Well, do something about it, pussy.
I'm not going to hit a gay person, because that'd be a hate crime.
You're fucking stupid. Well, I'll hit you. How's that?
Okay, that's fine. I bet you hit, a gay person, because you live in a house with
eight men.
Yeah,
would you like to fucking find out?
Sure, yeah.
I bet I can break your fucking jaw in one shot.
It'll be hilarious watching you hit me.
Yeah? Well, let's test your theory.
All right. You should come into work early tomorrow. I get off at 8 in the morning.
At 8?
Yep.
All right, I'll be there.
Do it.
I will.
I drive the blue Toyota. It's parked outside. You'll see me going to it.
Good. Bring a couple of us there.
Bring, because you can't take care of things yourself, can you? You have to bring your gay.
Well, you're not only insulting me, roommates. You're insulting my whole fucking house because you're a stupid fuck.
Why are they insulted? Why are they ashamed of being gay? It's okay. It's all right to be gay.
They're not even here. It's just two of us, but you're infecting the whole fucking house with your stupid fucking childish fucking stupid phone calls.
So how many bedrooms is your house? How many bedrooms does your house have?
What the fuck does it matter to you? I'm fucking sick of talking to your stupid ass. You better hope I don't find out who you are or I will break your fucking neck.
I'm going to look up your address on Street View, on Google Street View, and see how tiny it is. And yeah,
I'm about ready to call the fucking manager and wake him up myself and tell him what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, we got 8 beds in our 2 bedrooms here.
Right, I got Dell's number.
Do you have bunk beds? I bet that's so cute.
Calling fucking Dell, stupid fuck. I hope it was worth your job.
Hey, Mitch, what episode of Gilmore Girls are you watching on TV right now? He's gone. I think they were marathon watching it. I stole that line from Shake. Thanks, Shake. Thanks for the suggestions, chat room. That was fun. So next we have a dishwasher, a Kenmore dishwasher that's supposed to be picked up. I don't know if it's been picked up. I hope that guy shows up at 8 in the morning tomorrow. Okay, Jazztown wants me to say that Kenmore has been recalled. Because why? Why has it been recalled? Because it's a transformer.
Hello?
Oh, okay. Mary, thank God you answered. This is Dave from the department store. You got that Kenmore dishwasher?
No.
What? No? What are you talking about? No.
You got a wrong number.
Oh, is this Mary Finkbeiner?
No.
Oh.
Mary who?
Finkbeiner.
No.
Are you sure? You don't have to lie. Come on.
No, this is not a Dinkmeyer.
Finkmeyer. Finkbeiner.
No.
Don't lie.
This is Jensen's.
Oh, hey, Mrs. Jensen. What you doing?
Well, I was sleeping.
What were you dreaming about? Did I pull you out of a good dream or a bad dream? Answer.
I don't know. Why?
I'm curious. Because, I mean, how many...
Well, you called me 3 times. What's your deal?
Oh, I needed to warn you about the dishwasher. What were you dreaming about? Well, wait, you said it's not even yours. Did you not order a dishwasher?
No, I don't. I sell appliances. Why would I get a Sears appliance?
Don't be hating on us.
No.
Like, what were
honestly.
What were you dreaming about? Just answer real quick before you go.
I don't know.
Don't you remember your dreams?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh, what's the last thing you can remember dreaming about? Like, the last thing. What was it?
I honestly can't think of that or remember.
Can I call you tomorrow and find out?
Why?
I need...
Who is it?
For my records, here in the computer.
You're kidding me.
It's a part
Sears
of the...
Sears has got time to do that.
It's part of the recall.
Would you usually call people in the middle of the night?
No, not usually. It was just really important, because, you know, about the dream and stuff.
Okay, this person has a dishwasher.
Yeah,
Are you worried about their dreams?
Do you know Mary?
What was the recall? Was it going to catch on fire or what?
Worse. Much worse.
Really?
Yeah.
What could be worse? Fire, flood, famine. I know the dishwasher's going to starve them to death, right?
It's going to turn into a transformer.
Yeah. Okay.
Guess what? This is the dream. You're having a dream right now.
Really?
Yeah.
My dream woke me up out of bed.
Yeah, yeah. It's realistic. It's a realistic dream.
Yeah, it's a happening.
Okay, on the count of 3, you're going to wake up. 1, 2, 3. I didn't mean to hang up on you. I meant to hang up on the dream.
Like, well, what was the dream?
Whenever you're on with me, I'm still having weird Skype issues, and there's like this
weird
little thing happening. It's like a high-pitched sound. Hey, Carlito.
Whoa. Hey, RBCP.
What you doing?
Oh, just thinking about you.
Were you dreaming?
Yeah.
Did you hear that lady just now?
Yeah, I was listening to it.
I don't know why she didn't just hang up.
I like how you had to do the countdown.
Maybe she'll think it really was a dream in the morning.
She's like, my dream woke me up. It's awesome.
My dream woke me up.
Shake's about to have an orgasm because you're on the air with us, Carlito.
Oh,
I think you need to take this one. Shelly K, Freezer. She did pick it up, without a doubt. I know that these are all picked up.
Okay, yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this Shelly K?
Yes.
I'm calling from... We're trying to check on your appliance that you just picked up this evening. A freezer?
Yes.
How do you like it, ma'am?
Well, we didn't unpack it yet.
You must unpack it immediately when you get it home. It's the only way you're going to be able to put the bodies in.
Do what? Why are you calling at this hour of the day, please?
This is a quality check, ma'am. We call it all hours of the day. It could be a random phone call.
Well, we didn't unpack it yet. We stood it upright so the free zone can go in it, and then we'll unpack it in the morning when we're able and plug it in tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. Also, we are calling, you know, just to see when you do unpack the freezer. What are you going to do with the box? Are you going to break it down, or are you going to make it into a spaceship?
No, generally recycle it at the cardboard recycling area here.
Oh, okay, because... to tell you the truth, the reason why I'm actually calling is that our manufacturers and packers, we may have left something inside the box. So that's why it's imperative that you actually unpack it at this moment if you're able to.
No, I'm not able to do that.
Why not?
Because I'm 78 years old and I'm trying to get some sleep.
Oh, you guys. Okay, well, is there somebody else there that can help?
No. My husband died, and I'm here alone.
Why do you need such a large freezer?
I'm supposed to just have a 4-foot freezer with about 3 shelves in it. That's what I'm supposed to have.
Oh, it may be the wrong one.
That's what I thought. It probably was.
Is it? Are you going to put your husband in there?
No, my God, woman.
My God, you woman! Well, how on earth are you going to have enough room to put him in there?
Is this a prank call or what?
No, of course not.
Yes.
Can you bring back the freezer? I think we actually gave you the wrong one. We need to fill it up before you unpack it.
We gave you a giant toaster oven.
Oh, my God.
My God, woman.
Oh, God.
Good work, Neon. Good work.
Good time.
Great work. I'm going to hell.
Hey, I've been there for years.
You're going to have good company.
Yeah, that's right. All right. We'll all be in hell doing prank calls together.
Shake says you need that sound bit. Oh, my God, woman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, woman.
Oh, my God, woman.
Carlito's turn.
Yay!
I've only got 2 left, though, so... Did you feel bad when she said her husband died?
Yes, I felt terrible.
Feelings.
I like the part.
Hello.
Hey, Beverly?
Yes?
Hey, this is Dave. I live I live just down the street over on Randall.
Would you say that again, please?
I live just down the street from you. I live over on Randall.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just like right in front of your house.
Uh-huh.
And there's a problem. Oh my gosh.
What is it?
Thank God you answered. Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, we're beaming microwaves at your house, and
beg your pardon?
We're beaming microwave energy beams at your house, and I forgot, we can't get it to turn off. Like, there's so much energy going into it now, we just can't shut it off.
So what do I have to do?
Nothing. I just wanted to let you know, in case you noticed anything weird.
Oh, I sure don't understand that.
Well, the water in your toilet bowl might start boiling. Let her know that.
Yeah, yeah. The water in your toilet bowl could start boiling, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and microwave energy beams.
What would cause that?
The microwave energy beams we have focused directly at your front door right now. Don't use the front door. Go out the back door or the garage.
Don't touch the door handle, tell her.
Yeah, don't touch the. Have you ever seen Home Alone where Kevin puts the red hot thing on the doorknob and the burglar grabs it, and for some reason he doesn't let go. He just sits there with his hand on the doorknob and for like 5 minutes. Don't do that.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not saying it's gonna. It's not gonna be like that, okay? No, don't. I'm not saying it's gonna be like that.
Well, how did you find out?
Well, because it's an experiment we're doing in our garage, and we pointed the microwave beam directly at your door.
Well, why is it?
Try pulling the plug, tell her.
When we pull the plug, it doesn't turn off. It's like running on its own energy now.
Actually.
So what happens now?
We got to figure out how to shut it off.
It's any popcorn you have. Tell her.
Oh,
it's
crap.
Pop it.
Yeah, your kitchen, it isn't in line of sight from Randall Street from the front door, is it? Because if you have microwave popcorn in there, there's going to be a problem.
Oh, my God.
Where's your kitchen? Is it to the left or to the right? Which way? Ma'am?
Yes?
Where's your kitchen at?
Oh, my kitchen's right in the front.
Oh, crap.
By the front door.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Don't drink the water. Your water's going to start boiling pretty soon. All the water. You have a fish tank in your house?
Do you have pets?
A what?
Do you have a fish tank in your house?
No.
Okay,
oh, thank
good.
God.
That'd be bad.
Yeah.
Do you have any pets?
Yes.
Put the pets out in the backyard.
What do you have, a dog or a cat?
I have two cats, and they don't ever go outside.
Well, can you check the cats and make sure they're still alive? Because they might already be dead.
Okay, but before you do that, let me tell you this. The microwave beams are known to make ghosts visible.
To make what?
You might see ghosts in your house, because microwave beams are...
Oh, come on.
Known to make ghosts visible.
I just don't understand this at all.
Go check on your cats. Hurry.
We didn't know that it would not turn off. We should have experimented longer before we tried this to
I
beam
think
it.
It's sentient.
To beam it right at your house like this. That was dumb of us.
My cat's right here beside me. She's okay.
Are they soft?
Are they what?
Soft and cute.
Soft?
Yeah. Are they cute? Yeah.
Are they stupid?
Oh, come on.
Are they stupid fucking piece of shit cats?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
What color is cat number one?
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Does it have some yarn to play with, madam?
Can you put your hand in the toilet and see how hot the water is?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Where in the world did you get my phone number?
We're neighbors.
National Book.
I called you, like last year because we were getting your mail by accident. Can you make a tinfoil hat for your kitty?
No.
Two hats.
It'll make it safe.
One for each. Put your hand in the toilet and splash it around.
I will not.
Ma'am, please don't look at your cat straight in the eye. They may actually have radiation poisoning.
Radiation rabies.
Well, you better hurry up and get that fixed because I'm hanging up.
Your cats are going to go crazy. They're going to see ghosts now.
We don't know what to do.
The cats are going to explode.
Their heads may explode.
See, aren't you glad you didn't hang up, Carly?
Oh, there he is.
She's gone.
Ooh, I'm a completely different person.
I'm a completely different ghost.
That was all the calls worth keeping from last night's show, from the Friday show. That was a live show, by the way. I was stealing ideas straight from the chat room for the department store calls anyway. I'm doing my show notes right now, and I wrote in the show notes, oh, you can't get the Rappy song yet, because he hasn't released it yet, because it's special. I'm a special person. I got it early. But no, I just looked on Rappy's Twitter, and he actually has a download link to his Dropbox of that song. So if you want an MP3 of the song I played in the beginning, there is a link in the show notes. And I also put a link in the show notes to the live performance video of that song, which just has Rappy walking around on a farm singing that song to us. It's pretty amusing. If you think the show notes are stupid, at phonelosers.org, you should go to Rappy's YouTube page at youtube.com/RappyMcRapperson, and you can get a download link to that song on his Twitter, twitter.com/McRapperson. Just McRapperson. He likes to switch it up to confuse people. Anyway, here, let's play some voicemails. Voicemails, the real reason everyone listens to this show.
Hey, you remember about in the 80s, cassette tapes and
I
the fast-forward and rewind button? Well, in order to listen to what I am going to say to you, you better hit the play and the fast-forward button simultaneously. Just hold that little...
I probably will, because this is a three-minute voicemail. I really doubt I'm going to get to the end of this 3 minutes.
But
Mr. Oregon person that leaves me a billion voicemails every week that I never listen to. No one hears them.
Down, okay. Are you ready, set, go?
Okay, yeah, that's hilarious. Your performance art is hilarious. I love all 300 performance arts that you leave me every week. But guess what? I'm not going to play anymore. Everything I see that's coming from your number, delete. Delete. Let me check the box for delete. There's one from a different area code, which is also in Oregon. I'll save that one, just in case that's not you. Oh, there's another one. Another three-minute message. Delete. Delete. Not listening to any of these. Here, let's listen to 5 seconds of this one.
Hey, I'm calling one more time just to keep it very brief. And
yeah, very brief. Delete. Let's look at my other 3 pages of voicemails. Oh, there's one from that number. Delete. Hey, look, there's another one. Delete. Another one. Delete. That's the rule. You cannot leave me more than one voicemail per week. I won't listen. If I see your number on there twice, I'm unlikely to listen to it. Okay, maybe twice. Maybe twice, but no more than twice. Sorry to be so mean, but I really can't sit there and listen to all of that. Let's see if this one, which is also in Oregon...
Hey, Brad.
Holy crap.
Who's calling again?
It's not him.
And when I called last time, I wasn't joking when I said I wanted you. I want your genitals inside my genitals.
Ew, gross.
And I want to get married and have children. And please, just let me help you raise your children. I am going to be a great mother. And I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to fuck you so hard, Brad. I'm just touching myself. Ugh.
I kind of wish I had assumed that that was him and just deleted it. It really scares me that you live just an hour and a half from me.
Hello, Mr. Gregory Boy.
Gregory Boy? What? Gregory Boy.
I have a joke for you this time.
Oh, crap. Hold on. My soundboard's not even hooked up. Gotta prepare for the Olga calls. Okay, I'm ready. Here we go.
And my joke is, what do you get when you cross a rooster with a phone? A wake-up call. Isn't that great?
Okay. That actually was pretty good. I like that one. I don't know if you wrote that one yourself. Hold on, I'm gonna be like a college professor and Google that joke and see if you wrote it yourself or not. Ah, there it is. I found it. You're not writing your own jokes. I mean, not that you claimed that you were, but...
Okay, well, I guess that's pretty much it. Okay, yeah. Fuck that. Bye!
Thanks, Olga! Okay, let's play one last voicemail.
Hey, RB.
Oh, let me turn up the volume for the mumbler.
PLA fucking rock.
Aww.
Yo. Like,
oh, you.
I can fucking listen to it all day.
Go on.
Like, yo, and fucking... Where I fucking connect to Wi-Fi, it says you're like a fucking game. What's up with that? I click on
what?
Phone Losers and you're listed as a game. Can't listen to the podcast. Breaks my heart.
Well, that's weird.
Love the PLA. Fucking Roy Gerbil lives forever.
That's really weird. I'll look into that if you're serious. I think you're just high, though, really. Before I get started on the rest of the calls from last night that did not answer, most of those calls last night didn't answer the department store calls. That's why we moved on to neighborhood calls, and we tried to call a bunch of Twitter complainers that Mistress Morgan sent me. I'm going to read a news story here. It's from what looks like a reputable news company. Crap, maybe I should research this. Okay, yes, I see the news in other locations. So yes, this is a real news story. Two men and a woman suspected in a nationwide phone scam in which they posed as auditors to steal money are being held without bail on Monday, which was this past Monday. This is a brand new story. Blah, 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 blah. There's a bunch of stuff we don't care about, like their names and everything. But it says, detectives identified the three after the manager of a Riverside gas station fell prey to a fraud scheme the suspects are accused of using on multiple occasions in Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Indiana, a bunch of places. One of the suspects phoned the gas station and told the manager that an audit of the business was underway as part of a corporate investigation into embezzlement. The victim was told that if he failed to cooperate, he could face disciplinary action. The manager was instructed to count all the currency in the register and set it aside for a member of the corporate team who would come by to personally take possession of it. Then one of the suspects arrived a short time later and collected the funds and then left. And the suspects are wanted by Colorado authorities in a similar scam. So these three people did this all over the country. And the reason I'm reading this is because it sounds exactly like the 7-Eleven scams, which, I don't know, maybe I'm a little big-headed here, but I feel like I pioneered, you know, calling up 7-Elevens and pretending to be with corporate office, you know, with people of authority, and making them do crazy things. And we always joked around on the phone show and on other shows and on conferences that we could easily get them to just, you know, hand over money or whatever we wanted. In fact, a few years ago, I remember we got a 7-Eleven to hand over a 12-pack of beer to a customer for some sort of a contest or a survey or something. They just gave them beer, and, you know, lots of them we've given free Slurpees and hot dogs and stuff like that. And then there's the shopping sprees and all that, but I kind of feel like these people that have been arrested, I kind of feel like they were listeners of the phone show, or at least they heard a few of our calls. They heard the Thank You, Come Again series of YouTube videos where we do all the different tricks on convenience store employees. So that's kind of a cool thing to think about. You know, people are out there committing federal crimes because of my show. Basically, I'm a crime fighter. I helped put these people behind bars. This is weird. I just noticed in this article, a part of the one I skipped, all three of the suspects are from different places. There's Sean from Cincinnati, Ohio. There's Michael from Silt, Colorado. And there's Catherine from Kentucky. They're all from different parts of the country. That's bizarre. Anyway, I could be wrong. It probably has nothing to do with us, but I don't know. I think these people should have been giving me some Patreon money or something. I should write these people letters in prison. Say, you owe me. I'll have a link to the story in the show notes if anyone wants to read what I just read you. You know, I didn't read a lot of it, so there's more to read. Just the boring stuff I kept out. Just the boring stuff I left out. But let's get back to these department store pickup calls. Because, you know, the ones we did before, those were pretty late at night. I think for the people that we called, it was about 1 in the morning for them. So we didn't get a lot of answers. But now it's Saturday, and it's in the daytime. It's early in the morning. These people are going to pick up now. So let's start with this guy that bought a range, an oven thing, and picked it up.
Hello.
Hello, Alvin?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dave from the department store receiving department.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a small problem with that gas range that you picked up.
There is?
Yeah, just a small problem.
What?
Well, the employees here, they rigged up some helium tanks inside and some converters, and basically it's instead of gas, it's gonna put out helium.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. It's, you know, the employees here, there's this one, he's really into science and stuff, and he's just doing some weird experiments on the stove. See, the stove we gave you, that was the stove from the break room, and they've done so many crazy things to it, they decided to just get rid of it by selling it to you, and then they took the new one that you bought and put it in the break room.
Hmm.
Yeah, sorry. But I just want to let you know.
So, thus meaning what?
What's that?
Meaning what? Do you get to take it back now, or what?
Oh, no. It's okay. You can keep it and everything. I mean, it's kind of cool when you think about it. It makes helium instead of gas.
Yeah, right. Well, but, I don't know what kind of a prank call this is, but...
Oh, it's not a prank. Why would you think it's a prank?
Why wouldn't I think it was a prank? You're telling me that my stove does something stupid.
It's not stupid. I don't see what's stupid about it. It's just, we just made a little mistake. Sorry about that.
Do what?
Sorry about that.
So, what's the deal with the stove? I can't use it or what?
No, you can use it. Helium is still a gas that'll burn and cook your food.
I don't want a helium stove. I want a natural gas stove.
Well, helium's better for the environment.
I don't care.
You don't care about the environment?
No, I care about what I want to get.
Yeah, but, you know, helium's better for the environment. It probably cooks better, too.
Yeah, well, where are you going to get helium?
You can buy it, like, at the party store.
Yeah, well, we're not going to do that. So, as far as I'm concerned, I bring the stove back, and you can give me the right stove.
No, because we've already hooked up that stove in the employee break room. So you can't have it.
I don't care.
What do you mean? You don't care that you can't have it? Like, it'll be a waste of your time.
No, because somebody's going to come up with the right stove, and I really don't care who.
Well, it's not going to be us, because we're already using the stove. I cooked my lunch on my lunch break this morning.
Whatever.
And, you know, it's already used. We've used it, so it's ours.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, don't come here again.
Really?
Right.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will see what happens, won't we?
Yep.
Yeah. What the hell is all that clicking?
What clicking?
I don't know. I think you need a new cell phone. Would you like to come in and buy a new cell phone? We sell cell phones now.
No.
Your cell phone's awful. The quality's horrible.
I don't give a shit.
We'll sell you a brand new Nokia.
Turned off.
Hey, can you tell that kid to shut the fuck up? Tell him the adults are talking.
Hey, you don't talk about my granddaughter like that.
Oh, just please tell her to shut the fuck up.
I'll reach for this phone and pull your fucking neck off and shit down your windpipe, stupid.
No, you won't. That's impossible. We can't do that.
You know what? I had about enough of this conversation.
Look, just tell her to shut the fuck up, and it'll be fine. We just need to finish our conversation. Just say, hey, you little brat, shut the fuck up. All right, I don't think that call went anywhere.
Hello?
Hello, Gail?
Hello. Yeah?
Hey, it's Dave from the department store. You got a water heater from us?
Oh, yeah, how you doing, Dave?
Oh, pretty good. You didn't pick that up yet, did you?
Oh, no. Tri-State's going to pick it up.
Oh, okay. They're bringing it to you.
Isn't Tri-State that they're the ones that put them in for you?
Yeah, hell if I know.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a problem. This lady came by, and she said she was your wife, and she picked it up and left with it.
What?
Some lady showed up, and she said, well,
what was
she's,
her name?
Well, she said her name was Gail, and since that's a girl's name, we just figured it was you. But she took it.
Oh, shoot.
Yep, she took off with it.
Well, shoot, now what are we going to do?
I don't know, you're just out of hot water heater, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You shouldn't have let her, like, was that your wife or something?
No, I know. I have no. The company that's Tri-State puts them in.
Uh-huh.
So the gal that I talked to, she was the salesperson,
mm-hmm.
And I went ahead and paid her and all that stuff. And she says you don't have to do a thing. And Tri-State's going to call you. So they called me yesterday and said they're going to put it in Monday for me.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah, when they come to pick it up, it's not going to be here, because some lady came by, and she just said, she's like, I'm Gail, and we gave it to her, and she left.
A big, wow, those things are huge.
Yeah, well, she had a truck.
Okay.
Yep, she put it in her truck.
Yeah.
So I guess she got a new hot water heater, and you paid for it.
What?
I guess she got a new hot water heater, courtesy of you.
Yeah, I heard you.
Oh, well, you said what, I kind of thought maybe you didn't.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Oh,
well. Oh, you win some, you lose some, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. And you don't have any more of those in?
Well, we do, but you'll have to pay for it. Pay for another one.
I already paid for it.
No, no, you paid for the one that that lady left with.
Well, I didn't pay for it. I paid for the one that Tri-State's supposed to pick up.
I know, but, like, she must have known you for her to come and pick it up, because she had your name.
What's her name? Gail what?
Well, she said her name was Gail. Doc Colehead, or whatever your terrorist Doc last Head. Name is.
How in the hell is she even... I mean, I didn't even tell anybody about this.
I don't know. Maybe she...
The first person who knew about it was the salesperson and me.
Huh. Yeah, maybe the salesperson's in on it. Anyway, like, okay. If you want to buy another one, we'll give you, like, 5% off, I guess.
Hell no. Okay. I'm not paying for the one that got taken.
Uh-huh.
Why should I have to?
Well, they said they knew you, and they had your name, so I think that
what
was just your wife,
hell?
Probably. I'm pretty sure it was your wife. She said she was your wife.
I don't even have a wife.
Oh, how come?
I'm divorced.
Oh, have you tried to meet anyone new?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
Oh, I see. How long you guys been going out?
Oh, I don't know, 6 months, 7 months.
Oh, that's not very long.
8 months.
You think, like, after maybe a year you're going to ask her to marry you?
Hell, I don't know. What kind of questions are you asking me anyway?
I was just curious.
You know, I think this is a big joke. What's your name?
My name is Dave. I work in the receiving department.
Dave what?
Gerbel.
Gerbel?
Uh-huh, yep.
Well, you sure this isn't a joke?
Oh, of course not. No, I wouldn't joke about something like this. Especially not this close to Sunday.
Not so close to what?
Sunday. You know, Sunday. I'm a Christian.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, just, so you want to order another one then?
No. Well, I'm not paying double.
Well, don't you need it? You wouldn't be paying double. You paid for two of them and you got two of them. That other lady picked up one of them.
So then that's your mistake. That's not my mistake.
No, that's your problem. No, you're going to have to track...
That's not my problem. You gave it to the wrong person.
You're going to have to track her down. I can recommend a friend of mine. He's a private investigator, and he'll help track her down.
Oh, shit. Who the hell is this?
I'm Dave.
Son of a bitch.
From the shipping department.
Huh? Well, but this is a joke.
I don't know why you think this is a joke. Like, what part of this sounds like a joke?
Well, I mean, you're asking me questions like, well, aren't you married? Well, how come? And then, you got a girlfriend? And when are you going
to
get married?
My manager said I need to be more personal with people, and I was just trying something out, okay? I don't really give a shit about your relationship or your dumb girlfriend. I was just trying to be nice.
You son of a bitch. Who is this, anyway?
Oh, my God. For the 500th time during this call, I'm Dave.
Okay, well, I got your number, Dave.
Okay, all right, yeah. Give us a call back if you decide to order another one.
Okay, I will.
Have a nice day.
Okay. Yeah, I will. Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Talk to you later.
All right.
All right, bye.
See ya. Give your girlfriend kisses for me. What a greedy motherfucker. Won't buy another one. Come on, they're not that expensive.
Hello.
Hello, Don?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dave from the department store. You got that Nordotract from us?
Yeah.
And, I work here in the security department, and we noticed while you were in the store picking up the Nordotract, you shoplifted some Dyson... filters for your Dyson vacuum cleaner.
I never went in your store.
Oh, well, whoever picked it up, who picked it up?
I did, but I never went in your store. I only went into the pickup department where you pick up your items. I never went into the...
Oh, no, we saw you sneak over to where the vacuum cleaners are and you stole some filters.
I never went into your store.
You're the only one that picked up an order track from us, so we know it's you.
But I never went into the store.
Oh, you know, I know you're going to say that to try and, you know, pretend you're innocent, but we saw you come in the store and you stole some vacuum cleaner air filters. And those things are expensive. That's like $100 and
I don't even own a Dyson.
Why'd you steal Dyson air filters for then? Are you just a klepto?
Honest to God, it was not me.
Oh, no, we saw you. We have it on camera. You better bring those back.
It was not me.
It was so. We saw
what was I wearing?
The camera doesn't lie.
What was I wearing?
You know what you were wearing. You're just...
I know what I was wearing.
Whatever I say...
I never went into your store. The only place I went in your store was to pick up that Nordic Track.
Right, and then, like, while you were there, you stole some Dyson vacuum cleaner filters.
I did not.
You thought we wouldn't see you sneak over there, but you did.
No, I did not. I've never stole a thing in my life.
Oh, yeah, right. Come on, everyone's stolen something. Like, even when you were a kid, you didn't steal anything from a store.
I did not steal. I don't even own a Dyson. I own a Rainbow vacuum cleaner. I paid $2,500 for a vacuum cleaner.
If you can pay that much for a vacuum cleaner, what are you stealing little air filters for?
I didn't steal nothing.
They're only $50 each. You can afford it.
I didn't steal them. I didn't do nothing.
Can you just bring the air... You're not in trouble. Just bring them back, okay?
I don't have them.
Come on. Just bring them back.
Oh, I don't have them. How can I bring them back if I don't have them?
I tell you what. You don't even have to talk to the manager or anything. Just come in and whoever's working at the register say, here, you forgot to charge me for these. Blame it on the cashier. And just leave them. And just go, leave the store.
But I don't have them.
Oh, come on.
I don't know how you expect me to bring something back if I don't have them.
Well, maybe you can go to another store and buy some and bring them back to us. I'll tell you the model number to get.
It ain't going to do you good because I honestly, to God, I don't have them. You can ask my fiancé. I don't have them.
Oh, he probably is a thief too. And he'll probably just, you know, try and tell, he'll lie. Because, you know,
I don't know how you can, no, I do not have them.
If you're both thieves, you're obviously both liars too.
No, I do not have them. Honest to God, I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, no, look, I'm just kidding around with you. I know you didn't steal anything. It was just a joke. We're just trying to lighten the mood.
What mood? I'm not liking this.
Well, yeah, because you're the butt of the joke. You're not supposed to like it. It's only funny to me. It's just a joke. April Fools. Just kidding. It turns out you didn't really steal anything. It's just a joke. Actually, this is like a preemptive accusation. I thought, like, maybe if I accused you of stealing, and then you really had been stealing, you would admit to it. It's a new technique we use here in the security department. It's pretty genius if you think about it. But you passed,
okay.
You passed the test, and you didn't steal anything, so congratulations.
Okay.
So, congratulations. Enjoy your new Nordotract. Have you used it yet?
No, I don't even have it out of the box yet.
Oh, we have this one employee. He's a real jokester. His name's Chad. And he thinks it's funny to, like, get into the Nordotrack boxes and just steal a couple screws. So you get it almost put together completely, but then you're just short a couple screws.
Okay.
So if that happens, I apologize.
Okay.
And, you know, you can go to Home Depot and probably find the screws that you need.
Okay.
Yeah, they sell the same ones, so it's really easy. You just tell them what you're missing.
Okay.
Okay. Do you think the joke's funny yet, like, now that time's passed?
Well, I don't know. I'm still not liking it too well, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I apologize. I hope you have a good Sunday tomorrow and that you go to church.
Okay.
And I will, too.
All right.
Okay, have a nice day.
Yeah, you too.
Have fun putting your Nordotrack together.
I will.
Until you can't anymore because you run out of screws.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was not funny.
Hello?
Hello, is Mike there?
Yes, he is.
Oh, could I talk to him?
Yeah.
Yay! I can't wait.
Hello?
Hello, Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dave from the department store. You got a grill from us yesterday.
Okay.
I'm in the security department here, and
okay.
I was reviewing the security tapes, and I noticed that You know, while you were in here, you came and you went over to the vacuum cleaner department and you stole a couple of air filters for the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, funny. No, yeah. I didn't.
You need to bring those back.
Okay, who is this?
My name is Dave. I work in the security department.
You're crazy. Never even went into the vacuum department.
Well, of course you're going to say that if you stole something there.
Well, bring the police over. Bring them over, because no. I didn't steal anything.
I don't want to involve the police. I'm trying to be nice and just give you the opportunity.
No, bring them over, please. I'm telling you, because I did not even go into the vacuum department. You got the wrong person.
You know, if you were innocent, you wouldn't be getting so defensive right now.
I'm not. I think it's hilarious, because I don't know what was going on, but you guys were calling me in the middle of the night, and that's what pissed me off.
Yeah, well, that's because we were angry, because, you know, we just saw the security tapes and saw you stealing things from us.
Okay, well, just have the police come over here, because I know 100% I did not take anything. I did not even go into the vacuum department.
Maybe you blacked out or something. Maybe you've been drinking too much and just forgot.
Okay, all right, buddy.
You need to bring those back. They're ours,
Funny.
And you can't have them.
Who is this?
My name is Dave. I work in the security department. Maybe
Send the police over.
I don't want to send the police. I'm trying to be nice about it.
Why, are you afraid?
We're trying to be neighborly.
Send them over.
And just tell you to bring them back.
What's your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. See it?
Okay. Well, I tell you what, send the police over, and we'll look at the video.
You want me to send the police to your house so you can look at the video, but the video's not at your house. It's over
Correct.
Here. You big dummy.
Okay, we'll bring the video over.
I don't want to come over to your house. You probably, like, your house is probably filled
what,
with
I tell
stolen
you what, if I come
items.
Down there, and it's not me, what are you going to give me?
I'm not giving you shit, because I know it's you.
Excuse me?
I'm not giving you shit, because I know it's you.
You're not, hey, listen here, buddy. You're not going to talk to me like this.
What's your name? How would your kids feel about you stealing things from stores?
What is your name?
Come on. You're a grown man.
What is your name?
Stop acting like a teenager and stop stealing things.
What is your name?
I have told you like five times now my name is Dave. I work in the security department.
This guy is saying that I stole something.
Because you stole something. Just admit. Admit that you stole it.
Huh? Do you have the videotape?
Of course I do. And it's not a tape.
It's I'm
digital.
I'm going to come down
because
there.
Because guess what?
And then I'm going to press charges against you.
No,
for
you're
accusing
not.
Me something.
You can't press charges against me because you stole something.
You're harassing me. If you call this number back again, I'm going to call the police.
I'm not calling it back again. I'm just calling it one time, and that's not harassment.
Yes, it is harassment.
Just asking nicely.
If you call me again, I will contact the police department.
Please bring the filters back, okay? When you come over here to look at the videotape, bring the filters with you. Only a thief would get that upset at accusations. He was clearly just, you know, just high. High on meth, probably. So that's it. That's all the numbers I have. Of all the numbers I had, only one didn't answer, and I'm just going to delete it. Screw it. We'll let that guy go free. That is the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Neon Light Bjork and Carlito and Laugh Track Matt for being on with me last night. There is actually a much more extended version of last night's show if you go to mixler.com/prankcallnation/showreel. And listen to the show from Friday, the 17th of October. It's called KDK Plays the Hits. And you can listen to the full 2 hours of last night's clusterfuck. I forgot to thank Villa Wolf for sending me that article about those people that were scamming 7-Elevens or convenience stores or whatever it was. She is the only person that sent me that story. Everyone, please, for the love of God, support the Phone Losers of America by supporting our Patreon campaign at patreon.com/phonelosers. If you don't like Patreon, you can bypass Patreon and just go to phonelosers.org/cactus. And there is a very similar program on there that automatically gives you access to the secret feeds, to the high-quality audio feeds, which is a really important thing for a show that's primarily talk, of course. And it gives you access to the secret feeds, the secret shows. I can finally say that there are secret shows on the secret feed, or there's at least one secret show that I did last week on the secret feed that you haven't heard yet because you're not a supporter of Patreon or of the secret feed thing, the Elite Cactus Squad, whatever the hell it's called. If you are a Patreon member and you don't have access to the secret feeds, you need to, just send me a message. Ask me how to make it work, how to make it go. And if you have any money left over after you've supported the Phone Losers, you should support PCN, the Prank Call Nation Network Machine people. They also have a Patreon set up, patreon.com/prankcallnation. The funds on that one have nothing to do with me. I don't get any of that money. That's just to support the expenses of running PCN and hopefully to, you know, just get some new things happening at PCN. That's what we're hoping for. Speaking of PCN, Pranksgiving is coming up. Starting on Thanksgiving evening, Carlito will do a show. Usually he does 3 or 4 hours. And then starting from when he begins, there will be a 24-hour prank call marathon with all of the hosts of PCN, including myself and Sloth and G-Ad and probably Dwight and Jag TV and Trainwreck and who knows who else. Lots of people doing pranks for 24 hours a day. This will be the third year in a row we've done this. So be looking forward to that on Thanksgiving evening. I'm going to drive up to Portland now and meet my new PLA voicemail friend / future baby mama. Thank you, Darnell, for sponsoring the show today. Darnell is fully responsible for any child support fees I may incur as a result of today's encounter. Bye, everyone. Wish me luck.
White kids love hip-hop and disc jocks, go-karts and fist fights, getting drunk or buzzing, getting high like a fish pipe. Are you an MC Chris type? A hip-hop love and have fun, so just turn on your highlight. A bunch of burn a bopper, this is our time, that's the fun of boombox. Liberate the good knocks, so it comes in a tube top, a busted nugget, and a tube sock. It's Tupac, it's Big Pop, it's Hip Hop, but don't stop, I love a song, I love that groove, motherfucker. Well, I can't help but move, if you don't mind. If it's alright with you, I'm gonna get in the electric slide line just to prove that.
God, woman.